Hey, what's happening, Cultivators? I just wanted to put this quick audio together regarding the training I just took for the California Cannabis Track and Trace Account Manager New Business Metric Systems Training. Wow, that was a mouthful. Anyways, this is the first part of actually coming into the white space once you receive your provisional or annual license. And essentially, Metric is a compliance management solution used by regulatory bodies for the oversight of the cannabis industry. So in layman's terms, this is where we have to track and measure all of our cannabis operations in regards to the from the seed to sell transactions. So as a nursery, I just want to give a couple of quick takeaways. That way, if you want to continue to listen on in this, great. If not, these are my takeaways. It's a 2-hour webinar, or you can join the live conference. So from the registration process, once you get your provisional, you can email Metric. There's a whole registration process to it, but I won't get into that. It's pretty straightforward. Once you do receive the invitation, you're on the WebEx. It is a 2-hour WebEx pre-recorded presentation, and it was pretty painful. Anybody that has participated in any sort of online tracking tools or any sort of previous knowledge of data entry through a web-based program, it's pretty simplistic in nature. But anyways, my biggest takeaway was that I really wish Metric or Franwell, the parent company of Metric, would break it up into specific license type trainings. So as a nursery, I had to listen to every other aspect of how to track and record data from a distributor, a cultivation operation going from clone to flower, how to get this flower into the hands of a processor or the manufacturer, and then at the retail storefront level, all the different types of input data points that may not be specific to your operation. So in hindsight, yes, it's important that you do listen and pay attention throughout this whole process, but most importantly, just be sure that you're taking notes on your specific area of responsibility. So from what I did, I actually have OneNote. I'm an active Microsoft OneNote user. I'm just a nerd when it comes down to taking notes. So what I did was basically just having the WebEx up on one screen browser, and then I toggled back and forth to my OneNote. So I was taking screenshots and taking notes below the specific slides that they were talking about that were pertaining to the nursery. So it was overall a decent training. The presenter was engaging and it was easy to follow along, but just be sure that you are taking notes throughout the specifics again, because you're going to be listening to every aspect of the supply chain. So that's pretty much all I got. But if you have any questions, feel free to hit me up here or Sergio@cultivatedmg.com. Be more than happy to help you out throughout this process. Thanks for listening. Cheers. Hey, what's up, everybody? Sorry about the intermission here. Before I publish this, I did want to come back and add some additional thoughts on some of the benefits that I saw around Metric and some of the capabilities that I did not know were available to us. So without further ado, here's my thoughts on the positive side of Metric. Cheers. I did find some of the features on Metric very helpful. And, as the account manager for this particular system, you will be responsible for delegating and granting access to certain employees to manage the system. And there's a lot of customization that actually is on your end that you can provide permissions to. So for example, if you wanted to have one particular person only have view rights to a certain area of the plants page or the packaging page or the transfers menu, or if you wanted to give somebody certain access to manage those specific areas, you can. It's pretty simplistic in nature from when you're actually in the platform and it's giving you the visibility / accessibility permissions for there. Some of the other things that I noticed that if you want to include any sort of additives or nutrient information into Metric, you can. Obviously, something that gets added in there cannot be altered, but from the additive section, I thought that was interesting as well. So when it comes down to reporting functionalities, again, I nerd out super hard on big data, so I love the fact that you can actually run reports based out of Metric as well. It'll give you some viewpoints as far as lab results or monthly plant inventory, you know, just a lot of high level viewpoints, and you can actually customize it into a PDF, Excel spreadsheet, Word doc, whatever you want for your liking. But, you know, there's just a lot of cool things in regards to the reporting and how it can actually be functional to your either pitch deck or, you know, boardroom or whatever you want to use it for. Some of the other things that it went through was, you know, if you wanted to actually, you know, showcase a lot of the different type of metrics in certain reporting fashions that was available to your access as well. Anything else that might be pertinent to actually running the system? Plant waste. I think plant waste was one of those areas that they went into a great deal of detail around plant waste and, you know, how important it is from recording certain plant waste along each stage of the supply chain. So, you know, just pay close attention to that section. I got a lot of value out of it.